Okay, let's see the Gemara. Three lines from the bottom. I want to come back to what we discussed yesterday. The Payal Yaitse of yesterday's discussion was that there are two ways to learn every suffix Isser. The Pashup Shad in the suffix Isser is Balabatish. That I don't know if it's Mutter or after I'm not allowed to take a chance. Yesterday we had a Mechudish Dik way to learn that a Suffolk Yisr is in fact a Vada Yisr. That if somebody doesn't know if something is Yisr or not, he's absolutely, positively, definitely not allowed to eat it. That every Suffolk Yisr is something which the Torah forbade you. The Torah said you're not allowed to eat. I think the marshal I gave you is a good marshal. If somebody shechts with a knife, that's pogum. The resulting meat is vadai nevela. Even though the isser comes from sveikus, the isser comes because maybe if you have a begim of the knife, it's going to catch on to the simonim. But anybody who learns Yeridaya knows that that's a vadai isser. I mean, it only is a marshal. So here the same thing. Every suffik isser could be a vadai isser. And let's see what we're going to do with it. We have to learn to the yamid veis, and we'll see. Masav Ravashi. So you see, not like Rav. What did Rav say? It's our Saita Asura, Tumak Sivba. If a Saita is Tuma, so then it should be Einachilatzes. Amalach Rav, Amin Alachana, Saita Vadai. What did I say has a din of Tuma? Only a vaday saita. Amritli at safik saita safik. A saita safik is not. It doesn't say tumah by a saita safik. So again, like I said when we started the sugya, the simple rav, it's a chumish issue. Does this chumish? Does the Torah use the word tumah for a safik saita? Rav says no. It doesn't say the word tumah by a safik saita. Gemara has a kasha in the Teretz. Umayshta saita vaday mishum deksiv batumah saita safik nami tumah ksiv ba. I could find you a pasuk where it says the word tuma for a suffix site at the time. B'yasim ekipar, I'm mishum Rebbe Loza. Hamasi gurushasi min anasu in asura min ha'iris imuteres. Now we really have to talk about masi gurushasi, but it's only agav in this piece of Gemara, so I'm not going to spend time on it. Rabbi Yisim ekipar holds masi gurushasi is only asur min hanasuin mishum shenema achrei yeshu tamah, which means bia. V'chad ma'imrim echadzav echazav asura. The rabbi saita shenistera. It's a rivoy. Achrei hutama is a saita if the stira. My nistera nibala. Oh, that's the terrace. I'm sorry. Achrei hutama, the rabbi saita shenistera. What is saita shenistera? The Gemara in the Havamina thinks saita shenistera means a suffix saita. She was alone with a man in a room. Period. That's called suffix saita. So we see suffix saita is called tama. Emphita Gemara. Now here it's confusing. Och Gemaris, I don't know, you guys have the new generation Gemaris, I don't know what you have. My Gemara says, Umay Nistara Nivala. You guys have also? You're Mai, right? The Vav is a mistake. The Vav is misleading. It's almost impossible to learn this Gemara if you read the Vav. Where does the Teret start? The Vav is a mistake. You see, Dibra Maslov Tais is Mai Nistara. It's not Umay Nistara. So it's a question mark. The rabbi saita shenistera, teretz is my nistera, nibala. Nistera means nibala, am I karele nistera, lishnamal yirakat. It really means bia. And memela, that's what it's talking about. Nibala tum behed yiksiba, nistera vihi nitma, lamekal avalav. What's the Gemara say? The word tumma says only by vade saita, not by suffix saita. That's maskana. The word tumma says by a vade saita, not by a suffix saita. And that pasuk that says Nistara means Avadei Saita, Nibala. The Minchas Chinuch, the mitzvah Reish Tzadik Vav, which is the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, Ois Chaf Aleph, is Mesupik if being Boyal a Saita is Yaharik Val Yaver. For a man to be Boyal his wife was Mizana Tachtav. Is that Yehori Val Yavar? What's the Mechaschina Suffolk based on? Agamari says Yavamis Daf Yer Aleph. It says Tumak Sivva Ka'arayis. that even though being Baal a Saita, it's a husband. Being Baal his wife, who's a Saita, is not Karis. There's no Issa Karis. It's only in Issa Lav for a man to be Baal his own wife, who's a Saita. Still, since the Gemara says, Tumak Sivba Ke Arayis, it makes it like an Erva. So maybe, just like an Erva is Yeharag Val Yavar, one of the three things is Yeharag Val Yavar. Is Gile Arayis. So by Gile Arayis, it's Yeharag Val Yavar. We normally understand Gile Arayis are those Ervas that are Issacharis. That's Yeharag Val Yavar. For Kayin to be by a Grusha is not Yeharag Val Yavar. It's Issa Lav. We don't call Issa Lav Erva. We call it Issa Lav. So even though the Pashtus of Shas is that Gilei Arayis is only Yeharag Val Yavar and Issa Rekaris, but since the Gemara here says that Tumak Sivba Ke Arayis, that a man whose wife is a Saita, Tumak Sivba Ke Arayis, as it did of an Erva, so just like an Erva is Yeharag Val Yavar, so too, Zakhtim Echaschinach, a Saita should be Yeharag Val Yavar. And the truth is, he says it B'losh and Safik, but if you read his words, it sounds like he holds that that's the Iker, that it is that way. Comes out in this Mechas Chinuch, we have a case that's not Karis, that's called an Erva to be a Harag Val Yavar. This, for us, this connects back to a Noida Behuda we had. Noida Behuda was Mesupik of a Yavama Lashuk, is Yaharig Val Yavar. What is Yavama Lashuk? It means a woman who falls to Yibam. She didn't have Yibam. She didn't have chalitza. And she goes and she's mizana. That snus is not karis, not misa. Yavama Lashuk is not an iser of eshes ish. It's only Yavama Lashuk, or lav, Taisa said. Nevertheless, Nabi Huda said that if you learn that it's a hemshach, that the issa comes as a hemshach from the first marriage, it's Yeharig Val Yavar, it's a din erva. When we learned that was the only case we ever had where you can have something that's a lav and it's Yeharig Val Yavar. It was a chiddush. Turns out we have now a second case. We have now a second case where something is not karis, but nevertheless, it could have a din erva to be a Yeharig Val Yavar. So we have at least two such situations, and maybe we'll come up with more, that there could be such a musig ke'erva, and it's Yeharig Val Yavar. Taisus my nistera. Let's look at the Taisus. My nistera nebala, in timer. Kiven the like siv lav besaita safik, am I omer besaita in bala abaila debederech laika? A suffix site against Malkus. For Taisus, why? Yeshlam aluchum rasa kasa suffix kavadik the precious lael. Listen to this Taisus. A vadai site balabaderach gets Malkus. Zotaisus, a suffix site also gets Malkus. Because a suffix site is kavadai. That's what Taisus here says. First thing, I don't know if you bothered to look up the Gemara in Saita Dav Zayin. There is no such Gemara that says the words Ba Aleha Baderech Laika. Those words Ba Aleha Baderech Laika, there is no such Gemara. Where did Taisus get this from? I'll tell you what the Gemara says. The Mishnah there says when you have a Saita, she has to go to the Beis HaMikdash. So the husband escorts her to the Beis HaMikdash. It says, "Ma'isrin la shnei tamid chachamim." You give two tamid chachamim to escort them to the Beis HaMikdash for to drink. Why to escort them? To make sure he's not ba'il har on the way. If he's ba'il har on the way, what happens? Then the water doesn't work. It says, "Ba'al abaderech." The mayim doesn't work. The pasuk says the man has to be menuka ma'aven. A man wants to take his wife to drink meisaita, he has to be menuka ma'aven. He has to be a naki. If he himself is mezana shalaykadin, is boil shalaykadin, the water doesn't work. So meisrin lo shtei tamid echachamim b'derech to make sure shema yavei la b'derech. He shouldn't be boil. The Gemara there in Saita asks a question. Why Talmidei Chachamim? Any two people. They have to be Talmidei Chachamim. You should just send along two strong people that are strong enough to make sure that nothing happens. So the Gemara answers, why do you send two Talmidei Chachamim? That they know how to give Hasra. That they know Masruyeh, to give him Hasra. What does it mean they know how to give him Hasra? So there are two ways to learn. You could learn, they know how to give Hasra, that if he's Baal HaBaderech, they give him Hasra, he'll get Malkus. That's the way our Tosis learned. Our Tosis learned that they know how to give Hasra, means to give Malkus. So our Tosis holds Baal HaBaderech like him. Tosis there also says to give him Hasra. So the sheet of Tosfos is that you get Malkus. Rashi and Saita, the Rambam says you don't get Malkus. Baal HaBaderech. They learn, what does it mean to give Hasra? It means to warn him that if you'll be Baal HaBaderech, the water won't work. And you're going through this whole tercha to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, so what are you doing it for? You're going to be Baal HaBaderech, it's not going to work anyway. So they learn, Asriya means that you don't get Malkus, it's just to warn him that the water won't work. Comes out. We have a Machlaikis Rishainim, Ba'oleho Bederech, if you get Malkus or not. Okay? So you have Machlaikis Rishainim, Ba'oleho Bederech, do you get Malkus? A Vadei Saita, the Zicha Malkus. A Suffix Saita, Tosis holds as Malkus, we'll call it the Rambam Shita, there's no Malkus. Bameh Pligi, what are they arguing? Zakhtra Balchanan, again in Tezvav. This is later, Tezvav, I think it is. Seven Tezvav, Ice Tezvav. He says they argue in yesterday's shir. They argue if a suffix saita has a din vadai saita. This Taisvis, the Ramaslam, holds you get Malkus. He holds a suffix saita has a din like a vadai saita. And Mamela, it's Issa Vadai, you can give Malkus. The other Shita, the Rambam Shita, holds no. A suffix Saita, we're just not sure if it's a Saita. It's not a Vadai Issa, it's a suffix Issa. For suffix Isurim, we don't give Malkus. And therefore, by suffix Saita, the Rambam holds, there's no Malkus. Because he learns suffix. What I call Balabatish, I don't mean to insult the Rambam. But he worked, right? He's a doctor. So he learned simply that a suffix site is just a suffix. And the Tysus learns that it's a Vadeya, so you get Malkus. Of course, Tysus is a big Chiddush, you get Malkus during this. Zavtra Bochalim. Tysus on the Amid Aleph that we were looking at yesterday, in Tysus via Schleimer and Tysus Teretz. Tosis is like the Rambam. Why? What was the Lashon of Tosis in the V'yesh Leimer? If you look at that Tosis in the fifth and sixth wide line, V'yesh Leimer to Asa Safik Kevadai, he brings a Gemara, Tamberg Hashem, Nidmal Lama Shaisim, Nidmal Lama Nashim, Lakasim, Safik Asur Kevadai, Lachi Safik Saita Bay Chalitza, the Dafka Lahachmir Asa Kasa Kevadai, V'loi Lahaku. Tosis there learns that a Safik Saita is not a Issa Vadai. So Zavtra B'chanan, it's really a machlaikis to Tosis in Masechtas Yevamos. Tosis on the Amud Aleph in the V'yesh Leimer. Tosis held that a suffix saita is a suffix. Tosis on the Amud Beis and Shitas Tosis on the Amud Beis hold a suffix is a vada yisur. Ma'inav Kamina. This Tosis holds you get Malkus. The Rambam and Yana Tosis hold that you don't get Malkus, it's only a suffix Saita, it's only a suffix Isser. So bottom line, we have a Machlaikis, and do I say Yenet Taisis, I mean the V'yesh Leimer of Yenet Taisis, the ending of Taisis, Rabbi Chanan's Masupik, what Taisis holds, but in the V'yesh Leimer, Taisis on the Amud Aleph held, suffix Saita is a suffix Isser, not like everything we said yesterday. Taisis on the Amud Beis holds a Vadei Isser, Meinaf Gemina, Taisa and the Yamid Beis holds you get Malkus. It's a Vadei Yisr. The Yamid Aleph holds it's a Safik. We don't get Malkus. You machmer on both tzedadim. You machmer one way, you machmer the other way, you machmer on both tzedadim. So we have klar, two shittas, klar, Rabbi Chana learned klar this way, and we certainly know it's the Rambam shita, there's no malchus, and Rashi shita, the Erev Masechtas Saita, and Tosis holds that you do get malchus. We have two ways to learn Safik Saita, so Shalom al Yisrael, I think we have a klarakite, if you understood the Saita of yesterday, so now we're saying it's a machloikis, how that applies to Saita. Has it applied to Ilchis Muktza, and has it applied to Hashem Toli, and Davi Shesha Matirin? That's a separate question. But by Safik Saita, we have these two malchus.
Now,
that's right. This Taisus holds that it's this Isser, which is a big Kiddush. So it's really a third Taisus. It holds it's only a Safik Isser, but I don't want to confuse everybody. Taisus is Saita Chavches, but you're right. And we're going to come to that. I don't know. You have to give Asra that a Safik Saita has a din like a Vaday Saita, so it gets a din Isser. It's a strange thing. There's a sugya in Shas of Safik Tuma b'shus Rabin Tar, Safik Tuma b'shus Yachid Tame. This is a klal in Shas, not a machlaikis. We have Halacha Moshe Sinai in Dine Tuma, talking now about Tumas Neis, Tumas Sheretz, Tumas Zav, Tumas Zava, every Tuma in the Torah, Hilchis Tuma. All Hilchis Tuma, we have Halacha Moshe Sinai, Safik Tuma b'shus Rabin Tar. Safik Tuma b'shus Yachid is Tame. What does that mean? That means if you walk on a road that's a Rishus Rabim, and now they found a mace buried on the road, and you don't remember if you walked over that spot or not, assuming it's a Safik HaShakol, the mace takes up half the road, you're Vaday Tar. 100% positive Vaday Tar, you can go on the Beis HaMikdash L'chad Chila, do Ravayda and Yom Kippur. Safik Tumah B'Shus Rabim is Tar. Safik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid is Vaday Tameh. Is a Tumah B'Derech Vados. Ad Kedei Kach. We burn Truma on a Safik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid. Even though Safik Tumah, we don't normally burn Truma. But in a case of Safik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid, We burn Truma. Now this is L'chaira, a sugya in Hilchis Tumah. We always think of Hilchis Tumah as one chelik of halacha, and the Saitans, no, it's something else. However, the makar in the Gemara, in the Chumash, for the din of Safik Tumah, is from the Parsha of Saita. It's from the Parsha of Saita, by a Saita. We learn out of the Lashon HaKra that Safik Tuma B'Shus HaYachid is Tameh and Safik Tuma B'Shus HaRabim is Tar. The Makar is from the Torah. The Torah uses a Lashon Tuma here. Now I know you're going to tell me the two different words Tuma. There's one Tuma which has to do with going to the Mikvah, using Paraduma. There's another Tuma that has to do with Znus. President Mizana, he doesn't get to the Paraduma on him. You're right, they're two different things. Nevertheless, since the Torah expresses itself, B'Lashon Tumah, we learn out from Znus to Hilchis Tumah B'Shus HaRab. Frekt, Reb Shimon, in the Shari Yashir, it's also in the Chidush Reb Shimon, I think it's Simin Yud, they ask a bomb kasha. Safik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid is Tameh. We'll learn out of a Saita that if she's Nistara, she's Yichud. Yichud is an Amakim Rishus HaYachid. What is Stira? Stira means they're in a room together. It's Rishus HaYachid. We learn out of a Saita Bishlama like the Taisvis Mai, who learns a Safik Saita as a Vaday Saita. A Safik Saita gets Malkis. So I understand the same thing. Safik Tumah Rishus HaYachid is a Vaday Tumah. However, like Taisus on the Yamin Aleph, who learns that a Safik Saita is only Lahachmir and not Lahakel, it's only Lahachmir. that a suffix site is also to a husband and to the bayil and to truma. That's only lahachmir, and not lahakel. The kasha is im kain. How could you learn suffix tumah brishus hayachid from here? Suffix tumah brishus hayachid is a vadei tumah. You're burning truma. If you're burning truma, how could you burn truma? It's only lahachmir v'loy lahakel. You should take the truma and say, I don't know if it's tummy, I don't know if it's tar, we'll put it in a box, and we'll leave it out until the Mashiach comes, or until it spoils. You shouldn't be allowed to burn it. You shouldn't be allowed to eat it. You shouldn't be allowed to burn it. So the question is, if we learn Safik Tumah Rishus HaYachid out of Saita, and Safik Rishus HaYachid we burn truma for, so then it's a riot to this Taisis that you get Malkus. How are you going to learn the Amid Aleph? How are you going to learn? If you learn Safik Saita, it's only because I don't know what to do. L'chumra v'lay l'kula. How could you learn Safik Tumah Rishus HaYachid from here? It's the kash. What? The exact limud. I grant the things of a pasuk in Kiseite, but where it talks about a woman being Mizana, it's by Saita, if she's Beseser, there's an assumption of Tumah. We take it to the Beis Amik that you drink the Mayamarim. So too, any tumah b'shus hayachid is an assumption of tumah. If b'shus harabim, then we don't. We have to look up the Gemara. I think there's such a, what's the lashon of the Kra? Anyway, it's halacha m'shem sina. It's an asnachta on the pasuk. But okay, I don't know. Yeah, if you want, you can look it up. I don't want to say it because I'm not sure what. Which post? That it's a vaday. Suffix tumah b'shus hayachid is a vaday.
The Mayamarim is a vaday also. So that's what that's going to happen.
Mayamarim is not a vaday. What do you mean the Mayamarim is a vaday?
No, that's what we have to do because you're considering her as tamei. You don't know if she's really a tamei until you find out later on.
Right. So what do we do with her? We treat her as a suffix. Maybe she is a saita. Maybe she's not a saita. So tumah b'shus hayachid, we should treat her as a suffix.
We'll find out if she was. That's the whole point of the Torah. The Torah, you'll find out.
Right. But until you find out, you treat her as a suffix. Once you find out, there's no suffix. Suffix tumah b'shus hayachid, once you find out, so you know. Because man, you don't know. That's what we're learning for. Okay. So here, we have what's really a major problem with the shita of Tosfos on the Amud Aleph. Which Tosfos is a more mistaver shita. Any person likes better than a suffix, you go l'chumra, not l'kula. That's what we always do. If you're not sure, you're machmir, you're not meikul. Tosfos, who says you get malchus, that Tosfos is a chiddush. Right. Right. If I don't burn it? What do you mean? I'm losing a mitzvah, you mean, to burn it? The mitzvah to burn tamei. She's saying makes sense. She's saying is that by a suffix site, I could treat a l'chumra l'kula. By a suffix truma, you're saying is that maybe not burning it, I'm learning burning it is being makel. You're saying since there's a mitzvah to burn it, so maybe if I don't burn it, I'm really, my chumra is I should burn it. That's what you say. There's a mitzvah to burn it. See, but the reason that what you're saying isn't so is because by other sfeikas that don't have to do with Shizyach Shizarabim, we don't burn it. The whole sugya of the end of Masechtas Pesachim, the first parak of Pesachim, the whole sugya of Rechinias Ganakainim, is that when we have genuine sveikas that don't come to Shizyach Shizayachid, we don't burn it with Thailand. There is such an idea as Thailand. So we do find by Tuma an idea that by a suffix that doesn't fall into the category of Shizyach Shizarabim, you have a suffix in the machlekes and you don't know how to pass it. We say toilet, we don't say burn. So that means by a genuine suffix, we don't burn it. We're toilet, we let it spoil by itself. So here, if you're burning it by suffix, b'shusayachid, that means you're being makel to burn it. That's why the kash is a good kash. Okay, in order to answer this, I'm going to learn with you the mahalach that I understand best, that Reb Shimon brings first. He says his lashon, I think, is Rabbim. Many mefarshim say the following explanation. Then Rav Shimon himself says, no, it's not mistaver. He doesn't have any kashas from a Gemara. He says, not mistaver to me. And therefore, he says his explanation, which to me is much more complicated than the first explanation. So, I always like, when I learn, I'm not saying what's emes lamita, there are complicated things in Torah. I always felt that the things that I could explain the best are the things that Gabi me seem to be karvala emes, without going back and forth. The first pshat that Rav Shimon brings a siman yoyim, it's right there, the first paragraph, maybe the second paragraph, is the pshat that I'd like to share with you. And what I'm going to do for now is just tell you something that could be confusing. But as always, I tell you, it's really simple. Just if you get confused, it's confusing. If you understand what I mean. I told you there are two ways to learn. By every Sufik in the whole world. Anytime you have a Sufik, there are two ways to learn a Sufik. Either Mitam Sufik or Mitam Vadai. Mitam Sufik means I don't know what to do. I have to be Chayshid both ways. That's Mitam Sufik. That's what I'm calling the Balabatisha way to learn. The way Tyson the Yaman Alpha appears to have learned. That there's a Mahalach to learn Mitam Sufik means I don't know what to do, so I don't do. If you have a pill, you don't know if it's poison or not poison, you don't eat it. You don't take chances. If you don't know if it's poison for your neshama, if it's treif or not treif, you don't take chances. That's one way to learn. The other way to learn, what I spent yesterday, the whole day trying to drill home as a bona fide shita, and I hope you appreciate the shita, is that there's such a thing as a vadei iser on a Sufik. You're not sure what it is, it's a vadei iser. So I told you there are two ways to learn. What I'm going to tell you today is that really there are three ways to learn. And not just from two to three to four to five ways. There are, in the basics, let me explain to you why there are three ways to learn. One way to learn is that it's a Sufik, the Baal Batisha way, that's clear. As clear as could be, you don't know what to do, you're mashmir, that's easy. The other way to learn that it's a vadai. You could understand it's a vadai two ways. Let me explain. Forgetting about Saita, forgetting about Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, just a simple case. You come home, and your wife or your mother, whatever the case may be, gives you a piece of meat that looks delicious. She gets a call, she says, 1 minute before you eat it, I just got a call from the butcher store. Half the steaks were treif, half the steaks were kosher. That looks good to you. You have a taiva to eat it. You have the Yetzirah. Nobody here in the room would eat it, but let's say somebody is a weak-minded person, a firm person, but he has a weak taiva, and he really has a taiva to eat it. So he thinks to himself that I'll take my chances, I'll eat it, and yeah, I won't know till 120. Was I ever an Avera? Wasn't I ever? He's willing to take his chances. What would a Rav tell him if you hold Vaday? What would a Rav tell him? You're not taking chances. You're definitely being over an Avera. If you eat that steak, you're zicha over an Avera. No Suffolk, don't. The person says, I'm willing to bet 50-50, I'm willing to take my chances. The Rav will tell him it's a Vaday Yisr. That we know yesterday. Let's say this person would say to the Rav, it's a Vaday Yisr, which Yisr? Which Avera am I over? What would the Rav answer? So there are two ways to understand the correct answer. One way is what I told you yesterday. It's a 614th Isser. Is he over on eating Nevela? No, it's Suffolk Nevela. What's he over on? He's over on the din of Suffolk Dereisa L'chumra. You're being over an Avera called Suffolk Dereisa L'chumra. That's the Avera you're over. If you're going to eat it, you're over this Isser. Is it Malkus? No. Nevela is Malkus. You have a piece of Nevela in front of you, it's Malkus. You have a piece that you don't know. They called you from the butcher store. It's a 50-50 chance. And then they're on it. Let's say they're Nemon. You can start telling me they're not Nemon. Neirech is not Nambi Surin or someone else's food. Well, let's say they're Nemon. They tell you it's a 50-50 chance. The first way to learn is that you're not even Nevela. You're over the din of Safik Dereis L'chumra. When you clap al chait, you don't clap al chait on the Isra of Nevela. You clap al chait on the Isra of being over on Safik Dereis L'chumra. There's another way to learn. It's, a person could argue, no. Safik Dereis L'chumra turns it into a piece of Nevela. It says, you don't know it's Nevela? You have to behave like it's Nevela. You could argue that the din of Safek Dereisa turns it into Nevela Mamish. That's a very big chiddush. But look, Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai. He said, don't eat Nevela, and if you do eat Nevela, if you have Safek Nevela, don't eat it either. So a person could understand that it's part of the Issa Nevela. It's a chelik in this Nevela. Tell them this Nevela. It's a part of this Nevela. You're not only Vade Nevela, you're not only Safek Nevela. Turns out, then, that we have two possibilities in what Safik Kivadai means. You could learn Safik Kivadai means it becomes Nevela, or you could learn Safik Kivadai becomes a new Issa Safik Dereis L'chumra. Now, what's the emes in the case of Nevela? The emes is that it's not Vadai Nevela. There's no malchus for it. You're not going to get malchus for it because it's Safik Nevela. However, by Saita, where the Torah is Beferish Marba a Safik Saita, a person could argue that it becomes Saita Mamish. As a matter of fact, this Taisus, Dibur HaMasel Mai, learns that way. This Taisus says a Safik Saita gets malchus just like a Vade Saita. That means this Taisus is learning that a Safik Saita is a Vadai Saita. It is Bamis a Vadai Saita. Wow, big finish. That's what Taisus is saying. A Safik Saita is a Vadai Saita. To recap, what do we do by all Sfeikas? You could learn, and I'm using the words of Balabatish way of learning, not to put it down, but just to identify it in our minds. There's the Balabatish way called the Pashtus to learn. The Pashtustic way to learn is that a Safik, I don't know what to do. That's the Pashtus. The Amkus is to say no. A Safik Isser is definitely Aser. Definitely Aser. I like that Mahalach better. I understand things black and white. A Safik Isser is a black, it's Vadai Aser. In Vada Yisr, you can learn two ways. That the Torah meant to put it back into the Aveira of Nevela, or you can learn that it's a new Issa called Safik Dereis L'chumra. Now, I don't tell me that I told you by Nevela, there are really two ways L'maisa to learn. Because by Nevela, nobody holds you get Malkus for Safik Nevela. By Nevela, it's definitely only the original two ways to learn. But by Safik Saita, you have three ways to understand it. The so-called Balabatish way, or that it's a Vadai Yisr. And understand this before Sunday, that when you say it's a Vadai Yisr, there are two possibilities. It's a Vadai Yisr, and it has a new din of Safik Saita L'chumra. Or it's a Vadai Yisr, and it becomes Saita Gufa. It becomes the Saita itself. And it gets Malchus. And that's the Shita of Taisus here. What? Well, the Metzius is that it's a Safik Saita. Question is, does the status become a Vadai Yisr? That's the question. Now, this Taisus says you get Malchus, holds it's a Vadai Yisr. Taisus is Saita Daf Chav Ches says you don't get Malchus. You don't get Malchus. And that's the Rambam Shita. You don't get Malchus. They don't hold that it becomes a Vadai Saita. So this is what we're going to do on Sunday. We're going to come back. And we're going to say, the three ways to learn, the so-called Balabatish way, to say that it's a new Issa of Safik, or to say it's Saita Gufa. What was Reb Shimon's problem? Reb Shimon said, how do you learn Safik Tum B'Shus HaYachid out of here? If you learn what we said, what we called the Balabatish way, how do you learn Safik Saita B'Shus HaYachid? Safik Tum B'Shus HaYachid. we're going to try to do Sunday is see that the way to learn is going to be the middle way. The way that it's a new issue. Now we're going to have to try to figure out how that plugs into the Taisus and the Rambam. But this is basically what we have to figure out. The same Rabbi Chanan Tezvav, just this part of it is Tezvav, Ois Tezvav and Tezayin. He deals with it. Rav Shimon, again, if you want to go through the whole Rav Shimon Simon Yud, you're welcome to. It's a little complicated. When we spoke out Suffolk Site on Gimel Amid Beis, I tried to speak out a piece of the second half of Rav Shimon. It didn't go well. People have child questions with it. We're going to go with the first Mahalach of Rav Shimon, what he calls Rabbim Mefarshim, and we're going to go with that Mahalach. So that's for Sunday, and then Yitzhak Shem will start Mahalach Rosh Hashanah.